Are house churches biblical? That's on this episode of Ask a Bible Teacher. Welcome back to Ask a Bible Teacher. On Return to the Word, we believe the Word of God has the answers to your questions, and we want to help you find them. The question we're going to tackle in this episode is house churches, and are they biblical? We actually get asked this question quite a bit. One person wrote in and said, "My family and I are considering joining a house church. We want to worship God without compromising. What are your thoughts?" A key principle that I want you to remember is that where you meet with believers should not be the focus. The New Testament church, it met in a variety of places, but for the most part, they did meet in homes, but that was out of necessity. Acts 2 and Acts 20. In the very beginning, they met at the temple. At Ephesus, we know that Paul met for 2 years in the school of Tyrannus. We see that in Acts 19. A house church certainly can be biblical. It can also have some serious scriptural problems. Unfortunately, this is often the case. Just because a group of believers meet in a home, this alone does not make it in harmony with Scripture. Think of a few of the typical problems that we see in house churches. 1. The Lord gave to the church pastors and teachers for the edification of the saints. Ephesians 4. The idea of everyone simply sharing their thoughts of what they think the Bible passage means is very common in these movements, and the lack of teaching by someone called and equipped for service was problematic, and it stunts the growth of believers. Worse yet, it can lead to heresy. 2. Remember that the New Testament demonstrates that the early church did take up offerings to help the poor, to aid the work of missionaries, and provide for the men called to teach and serve the church. 1 Corinthians 9:16 and 2 Corinthians 9 and 11. Many times this biblical function of a church is lacking in these situations. 3. Is the church worshiping? This is a function of the New Testament church. It should not be missing from any group of believers. Again, we see this in 1 Corinthians 14, Ephesians 5, and Colossians 3. 4. Is there biblical leadership in place? Acts 14. 5. Will the group enforce matters of church discipline? Hey, nobody likes this, but it's a part of corporate church life. 1 Corinthians 5. 6. Is this group of believers working to advance the message of the gospel? A church is not a social club. It exists to send men out into the world to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Acts 13. This should not be absent from any group of believers. 7. Is the Lord's Supper being observed? 1 Corinthians 11. And last but not least, what is the real reason for meeting in a home? Is it because there is honestly no Bible-believing Christians meeting close by? Or is it because key individuals or key families have a pride issue and feel that they know the will of the Lord better than every church in town? These are just a few of the issues that should be raised when thinking about a home church. Now, if you find yourself meeting with a group of believers dedicated to following the Word of God in all matters concerning the role and function of the church, then the location's really not that important. It can be in a traditional church building. It can be in a home. But if the problems we just listed out are not addressed, well, then I would be concerned no matter where you meet. Thanks for listening. And remember, if you have a Bible question we can help you answer, please come visit us at returntotheword.com.